Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. Man knows not certainly that he is in God's grace. After death, no more work or merit. All these things have I considered in my heart, that I might carefully understand them. There are just men and wise men, and their works are in the hand of God, and yet man knoweth not whether he be worthy of love or hatred. But all things are kept uncertain for the time to come, because all things equally happen to the just and to the wicked, to the good and to the evil, to the clean and to the unclean, to him that offereth victims, and to him that despiseth sacrifices. As the good is, so also is the sinner. As the perjured, so he also that sweareth truth. This is a very great evil among all things that are done under the sun, that the same things happen to all men, whereby also the hearts of the children of men are filled with evil, and with contempt while they live, and afterwards they shall be brought down to hell. There is no man that liveth always, or that hopeth for this. A living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know nothing more, neither have they a reward any more, for the memory of them is forgotten. Their love also, and their hatred, and their envy are all perished. Neither have they any part in this world, and in the work that is done under the sun. Go then, and eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with gladness, because thy works please God. At all times let thy garments be white, and let not oil depart from thy head. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest, all the days of thy unsteady life, which are given to thee under the sun, all the time of thy vanity. For this is thy portion in life, and in thy labor wherewith thou laborest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand is able to do, do it earnestly. For neither work, nor reason, nor wisdom, nor knowledge shall be in hell, whither thou art hastening. I turned me to another thing, and I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the learned, nor favor to the skillful, but time and chance in all. Man knoweth not his own end, but as fishes are taken with the hook, and as birds are caught with the snare, so men are taken in the evil time, when it shall suddenly come upon them. This wisdom also I have seen under the sun, and it seemed to me to be very great. A little city, and a few men in it. There came against it a great king, and invested it, and built bulwarks round about it, and the siege was perfect. Now there was found in it a man poor and wise, and he delivered the city by his wisdom, and no man afterward remembered that poor man. And I said that wisdom is better than strength. How then is the wisdom of the poor man slighted, and his words not heard? The words of the wise are heard in silence more than the cry of a prince among fools. Better is wisdom than weapons of war, and he that shall offend in one shall lose many good things. Chapter 10. Observations on Wisdom and Folly, Ambition and Detraction. Dying flies spoil the sweetness of the ointment. Wisdom and glory is more precious than a small and short-lived folly. The heart of a wise man is in his right hand, and the heart of a fool is in his left hand. Yea, and the fool, when he walketh in the way, whereas he himself is a fool, esteemeth all men fools. If the spirit of him that hath power ascend upon thee, leave not thy place, because care will make the greatest sins to cease. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun, as it were by an error proceeding from the face of the prince. A fool set in high dignity, and the rich sitting beneath. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking on the ground as servants. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and he that breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. He that removeth stones shall be hurt by them, and he that cutteth trees shall be wounded by them. If the iron be blunt, and be not as before, but be made blunt, with much labor it shall be sharpened, and after industry shall follow wisdom. If a serpent bite in silence, he is nothing better that backbiteth secretly. The words of the mouth of a wise man are grace, but the lips of a fool shall throw him down headlong. The beginning of his words is folly, and the end of his talk is a mischievous error. A fool multiplieth words. A man cannot tell what hath been before him, and what shall be after him. Who can tell him? The labor of fools shall afflict them that know not how to go to the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and when the princes eat in the morning. Blessed is the land whose king is noble, and whose princes eat in due season for refreshment, and not for riotousness. By slothfulness a building shall be brought down, and through the weakness of hands the house shall drop through. For laughter they make bread, and wine that the living may feast, and all things obey money. Detract not the king, no, not in thy thought, and speak not evil of the rich man in thy private chamber, because even the birds of the air will carry thy voice, and he that hath wings will tell what thou hast said. Chapter 11. Exhortation to works of mercy while we have time, to diligence in good, and to the remembrance of death and judgment. Cast thy bread upon the running waters, for after a long time thou shalt find it again. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full, they will pour out rain upon the earth. If the tree fall to the south or to the north, in what place soever it shall fall, there shall it be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that considereth the clouds shall never reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones are joined together in the womb of her that is with child, so thou knowest not the works of God, who is the maker of all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening let not thy hand cease, for thou knowest not which may rather spring up, this or that, and if both together it shall be the better. The light is sweet, and it is delightful for the eyes to see the sun. If a man live many years, and have rejoiced in them all, he must remember the darksome time, and the many days, which, when they shall come, the things past shall be accused of vanity. Rejoice therefore, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart be in that which is good in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart, and in the sight of thy eyes, and know that for all these God will bring thee into judgment. Remove anger from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for youth and pleasure are vain. Chapter 12. The Creator is remembered in the days of our youth. All worldly things are vain. We should fear God and keep His commandments. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the time of affliction come, and the years draw nigh, of which thou shalt say, They please me not. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars be darkened, and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall stagger, and the grinders shall be idle in a small number, and they that look through the holes shall be darkened, and they shall shut the doors in this street, when the grinder's voice shall be low, and they shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall grow deaf, and they shall fear high things, and they shall be afraid in the way. The almond tree shall flourish, the locust shall be made fat, and the caper tree shall be destroyed, because man shall go into the house of his eternity, and the mourners shall go round about in the street. Before the silver cord be broken, and the golden fillet shrink back, and the pitcher be crushed at the fountain, and the wheel be broken upon the cistern, and the dust return into its earth, from whence it was, and the spirit return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, said Ecclesiastes, and all things are vanity. And whereas Ecclesiastes was very wise, he taught the people and declared the things that he had done, and seeking out he set forth many parables. He sought profitable words, and wrote words most right and full of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails deeply fastened in, which by the counsel of masters are given from one shepherd. More than these, my son, require not. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is an affliction of the flesh. Let us all hear together the conclusion of the discourse. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is all man, and all things that are done, God will bring into judgment for every error, whether it be good or evil. Thus concludes Ecclesiastes. Solomon's Canticle of Canticles. Chapter 1. The spouse aspires to a union with Christ, their mutual love for one another. Let him kiss me with a kiss of his mouth, for thy breasts are better than wine, smelling sweet of the best ointments. Thy name is as oil poured out. Therefore young maidens have loved thee. Draw me, we will run after thee, to the odor of thy ointments. The king hath brought me into his storerooms. We will be glad and rejoice in thee, remembering thy breasts more than wine. The righteous love thee. I am black but beautiful, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of cedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Do not consider me that I am brown, because the sun hath altered my color. The sons of my mother have fought against me. They have made me the keeper in the vineyards. My vineyard I have not kept. Show me, O thou whom my soul lovest, where thou feedest, where thou liest in the midday, lest I begin to wander after the flocks of thy companions. If thou know not thyself, O fairest among women, go forth and follow after the steps of the flocks, and feed thy kids beside the tents of the shepherds. To my company of horsemen in Pharaoh's chariots have I likened thee, O my love. Thy cheeks are beautiful as the turtle doves, thy neck as jewels. We will make thee chains of gold inlaid with silver. While the king was at his repose, my spikenard sent forth the odor thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me. He shall abide between my breasts. A cluster of cypress, my love, is to me, in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Behold, thou art fair, O my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thy eyes are as those of doves. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, and comely. Our bed is flourishing. The beams of our houses are of cedar, our rafters of cypress trees. Chapter 2. Christ caresses his spouse. He invites her to him. I am the flower of the field and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow, whom I desired, and his fruit was sweet to my palate. He brought me into the cellar of wine. He set in order charity in me. Stay me up with flowers, compass me about with apples, because I languish with love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand shall embrace me. I adjure you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and the hearts of the fields, that you stir not up, nor make the beloved to awake, till she please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping over the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall, looking through the windows, looking through the lattices. Behold, my beloved speaketh to me. Arise, make haste, my love, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For winter is now past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers have appeared in our land, the time of pruning is come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree hath put forth her green figs, the vines in flower yield their sweet smell. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hollow places of the wall, show me thy face, let thy voice sound in my ears, for thy voice is sweet, and thy face comely. Catch us the little foxes that destroy the vines, for our vineyard hath flourished. My beloved to me, and I to him, who feedeth among the lilies, till the daybreak and the shadows retire. Return, be like my beloved to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of Bethair. Chapter 3. The spouse seeks Christ, the glory of his humanity. In my bed by night I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him and found him not. I will rise and will go about the city. In the streets and the broadways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, and I found him not. The watchmen who keep the city found me. Have you seen him whom my soul loveth? When I had a little passed by them, I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and I will not let him go, till I bring him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that bore me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and the hearts of the fields, that you stir not up, nor awake my beloved, till she please. Who is she that goeth up by the desert, as a pillar of smoke, of aromatical spices, of myrrh and frankincense, and of all the powders of the perfumer? Behold, 70 valiant ones of the most valiant of Israel surrounded the bed of Solomon, all holding swords and most expert in war, every man's sword upon his thigh, because of fears in the night. King Solomon hath made him a litter of the wood of Libanus. The pillars thereof he made of silver, the seat of gold, the going up of purple, the midst he covered with charity for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, ye daughters of Sion, and see King Solomon in the diadem, wherewith his mother crowned him at the day of his espousals, and at the day of the joy of his heart. Chapter 4. Christ sets forth the graces of his spouse, and declares his love for her. How beautiful art thou, my love, how beautiful art thou! Thy eyes are dove's eyes, besides what is hid within. Thy hair is as flocks of goats, which come up from Mount Galad. Thy teeth as flocks of sheep that are shorn, which come up from the washing. all with twins, and there is none barren among them. Thy lips are as a scarlet lace, and thy speech sweet. Thy cheeks are as a piece of a pomegranate, besides that which lieth hid within. Thy neck is as the Tower of David, which is built with bulwarks. 1,000 bucklers hang upon it, all the armor of valiant men. Thy two breasts like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies. Till the day break and the shadows retire, I will go to the mountains of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is not a spot in thee. Come from Libanus, my spouse, come from Libanus, come. Thou shalt be crowned from the top of Amana, from the top of Seir and Hermon, from the dens of the lions, from the mountains of the leopards. Thou hast wounded my heart, my sister, my spouse, thou hast wounded my heart with one of thy eyes and with one hair of thy neck. How beautiful are thy breasts, my sister, my spouse, thy breasts are more beautiful than wine, and the sweet smell of thy ointments above all aromatical spices. Thy lips, my spouse, are as a dropping honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments as the smell of frankincense. My sister, my spouse, is a garden enclosed of fountain sealed up. Thy plants are a paradise of pomegranates with the fruits of the orchard, cypress with spikenard. Spikenard and saffron, sweet cane and cinnamon, with all the trees of Libanus, myrrh, and aloes, with all the chief perfumes. The fountain of gardens, the well of living waters, which run with a strong stream from Libanus. Arise, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow through my garden, and let the aromatical spices thereof flow. Chapter 5. Christ calls his spouse. She languishes with love, and describes him by his graces. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat the fruit of his apple trees. I am come into my garden, O my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my aromatical spices. I have eaten the honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, and drink, and be inebriated, my dearly beloved. I sleep, and my heart watcheth, the voice of my beloved knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is full of dew, and my locks of the drops of the night. I have put off my garment, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? My beloved put his hand through the keyhole, and my bowels were moved at his touch. I arose up to open my beloved. My hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers were full of the choicest myrrh. I opened the bolt of my door to my beloved, but he had turned aside and was gone. My soul melted when he spoke. I sought him and found him not. I called and he did not answer me. The keepers that go about the city found me. They struck me and wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I languish with love. What manner of one is thy beloved of the beloved? O thou most beautiful among women, what manner of one is thy beloved of the beloved, that thou hast so adjured us? My beloved is white and ruddy, chosen out of thousands. His head is as the finest gold, his locks as branches of palm trees, black as a raven. His eyes as doves upon brooks of waters, which are washed with milk, and sit beside the plentiful streams. His cheeks are as beds of aromatical spices, sent by the perfumers. His lips are as lilies, dropping choice myrrh. His hands are turned and as of gold, full of hyacinths, his belly as of ivory, set with sapphires, his legs as pillars of marble that are set upon bases of gold, his form as of Libanus, excellent as the cedars, his throat most sweet, and he is all lovely. Such is my beloved, and he is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou most beautiful among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside? We will seek him with thee. Chapter 6. The spouse of Christ is but one. She is fair and terrible. My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the bed of aromatical spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. I to my beloved, and my beloved to me, who feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, sweet and comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army set in array. Turn away thy eyes from me, for they have made me flee away. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Galad. Thy teeth is as a flock of sheep, which come up from the washing, all with twins, and there is none barren among them. Thy cheeks are as the bark of a pomegranate, beside what is hidden within thee. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and young maidens without number. One is my dove, my perfect one, is but one. She is the only one of her mother, the chosen of her that bore her. The daughters saw her and declared her most blessed, the queens and concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in array? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valleys, and to look if the vineyard had flourished and the pomegranates budded. I knew not. My soul troubled me for the chariots of Abinadab. Return, return, O Sulamitis. Return, return, that we may behold thee. Chapter 7. A further description of the graces of the church, the spouse of Christ. What shalt thou see in the Sulamitis but the companies of camps? How beautiful are thy steps in shoes, O prince's daughter! The joints of thy thighs are like jewels that are made by the hand of a skillful workman. Thy navel is like a round bowl, never wanting cups. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat, set about with lilies. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Thy neck as a tower of ivory. Thy eyes like the fish pools of Hesibon, which are in the gate of the daughter of the multitude. Thy nose is as the tower of Libanus that looketh toward Damascus. Thy head is like Carmel, and the hairs of thy head as the purple of the king bound in the channels. How beautiful art thou, and how comely, my dearest, in delights! Thy stature is like to a palm tree, and thy breasts to clusters of grapes. I said, I will go up into the palm tree, and will take hold of the fruit thereof, and thy breasts shall be as the clusters of the vine, and the odor of thy mouth like apples, thy throat like the best wine, worthy for my beloved to drink, and for his lips and his teeth to ruminate. I to my beloved, and his turning is towards me. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us abide in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vineyard flourish, if the flowers are ready to bring forth fruits, if the pomegranates flourish. There will I give thee my breasts. The mandrakes give a smell, and our gates are all fruits, the new and the old, my beloved, I have kept for thee. Chapter 8. The love of the church to Christ, his love to her. Who shall give thee to me for my brother, sucking the breasts of my mother, that I may find thee without, and kiss thee, and now no man may despise me? I will take hold of thee, and bring thee into my mother's house. There thou shalt teach me, and I will give thee a cup of spiced wine, and new wine of my pomegranates. His left hand under my head, and his right hand shall embrace me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you stir not up, nor awake my love till she please. Who is this that cometh up from the desert, flowing with delights, leaning upon her beloved? Under the apple tree I raise thee up. There thy mother was corrupted. There she was deflowered that bore thee. Put me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy as hard as hell. The lamps thereof are fire and flames. Many waters cannot quench charity, neither can the floods drown it. If a man should give all the substance of his house for love, he shall despise it as nothing. Our sister is little and hath no breasts. What shall we do to our sister in the day when she is to be spoken to? If she be a wall, let us build upon it bulwarks of silver. If she be a door, let us join it together with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breasts are as a tower, since I am become in his presence as one finding peace. Peaceable had a vineyard, and that which hath people. He let out the same to keepers. Every man bringeth for the fruit thereof 1,000 pieces of silver. My vineyard is before me. 1,000 are for thee, the peaceable, and 200 for them that keep the fruit thereof. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the friends hearken. Make me hear thy voice. Flee away, O my beloved, and be like to the roe and to the young hart upon the mountains of aromatical spices. Thus concludes Solomon's Canticle of Canticles. The Book of Wisdom. Chapter 1. An exhortation to seek God sincerely, who cannot be deceived and desireth not our death. Love justice, you that are the judges of the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness, and seek him in simplicity of heart. For he is found by them that tempt him not, and he showeth himself to them that have faith in him. For perverse thoughts separate from God, and his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise. For wisdom will not enter into a malicious soul, nor dwell in a body subject to sins. For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee from the deceitful, and will withdraw himself from thoughts that are without understanding, and he shall not abide when iniquity cometh in. For the Spirit of wisdom is benevolent, and will not acquit the evil speaker from his lips. For God is witness of his reins, and he is a true searcher of his heart, and a hearer of his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord hath filled the whole world, and that which containeth all things hath knowledge of the voice. Therefore he that speaketh unjust things cannot be hid, neither shall the chastising judgment pass him by. For inquisition shall be made into the thoughts of the ungodly, and the hearing of his word shall come to God, to the chastising of his iniquities. For the ear of jealousy heareth all things, and the tumult of murmuring shall not be hid. Keep yourselves therefore from murmuring, which profiteth nothing, and refrain your tongue from detraction, for an obscure speech shall not go for naught, and the mouth that belieth killeth the soul. Seek not death in the error of your life, neither procure ye destruction by the works of your hands. For God made not death, neither hath he pleasure in the destruction of the living. For he created all things that they might be, and he made the nations of the earth for health, and there is no poison of destruction in them, nor kingdom of hell upon the earth. For justice is perpetual and immortal, but the wicked with works and words have called it to them, and esteeming it a friend have fallen away, and have made a covenant with it, because they are worthy to be of the part thereof. Chapter 2. The vain reasonings of the wicked. They're persecuting the just, especially the Son of God. For they have said, reasoning with themselves, but not right. The time of our life is short and tedious, and in the end of a man there is no remedy, and no man hath been known to have returned from hell. For we are born of nothing, and after this we shall be as if we had not been. For the breath in our nostrils is smoke, and speech a spark to move our heart, which being put out, our body shall be ashes, and our spirit shall be poured abroad as soft air, and our life shall pass away as the trace of a cloud, and shall be dispersed as a mist, which is driven away by the beams of the sun, and overpowered with the heat thereof. And our name in time shall be forgotten, and no man shall have any remembrance of our works. For our time is as the passing of a shadow, and there is no going back of our end, for it is fast sealed, and no man returneth. Come therefore, and let us enjoy the good things that are present, and let us speedily use the creatures as in youth. Let us fill ourselves with costly wine and ointments, and let not the flower of the time pass by. Let us crown ourselves with roses before they be withered. Let no meadow escape our riot. Let none of us go without his part in luxury. Let us everywhere leave tokens of joy, for this is our portion, and this our lot. Let us oppress the poor just man, and not spare the widow, nor honor the ancient gray hairs of the aged. But let our strength be the law of justice, for that which is feeble is found to be nothing worth. Let us therefore lie in wait for the just, because he is not for our turn, and he is contrary to our doings, and upbraideth us with transgressions of the law, and divulgeth against us the sins of our way of life. He boasteth that he hath the knowledge of God, and calleth himself the Son of God. He is become a censurer of our thoughts. He is grievous unto us, even to behold, for his life is not like other men's, and his ways are very different. We are esteemed by him as triflers, and he abstaineth from our ways as from filthiness, and he preferreth the latter end of the just, and glorieth that he hath God for his Father. Let us see then if his words be true, and let us prove what shall happen to him, and we shall know what his end shall be. For if he be the true Son of God, he will defend him, and will deliver him from the hands of his enemies. Let us examine him by outrages and tortures, that we may know his meekness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a most shameful death, for there shall be respect had unto him by his words. These things they thought, and were deceived, for their own malice blinded them. And they knew not the secrets of God, nor hoped for the wages of justice, nor esteemed the honor of holy souls. For God created man incorruptible, and to the image of his own likeness he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death came into the world, and they follow him that are of his side. Chapter 3. The happiness of the just, and the unhappiness of the wicked. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and the torment of death shall not touch them. In the sight of the unwise they seemed to die, and their departure was taken for misery, and their going away from us for utter destruction. But they are in peace. And though in the sight of men they suffer torments, their hope is full of immortality. Afflicted in few things, in many they shall be well rewarded, because God hath tried them, and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace he hath proved them, and as a victim of a holocaust he hath received them, and in time there shall be respect had to them. The just shall shine, and shall run to and fro like sparks among the reeds. They shall judge nations, and rule over people, and their Lord shall reign forever. They that trust in him shall understand the truth, and they that are faithful in love shall rest in him. For grace and peace is to his elect. But the wicked shall be punished according to their own devices, who have neglected the just, and have revolted from the Lord. For he that rejecteth wisdom and discipline is unhappy, and their hope is vain, and their labors without fruit, and their works unprofitable. Their wives are foolish, and their children wicked. Their offspring is cursed. For happy is the barren, and the undefiled, that hath not known bed in sin. She shall have fruit in the visitation of holy souls. And the eunuch, that hath not wrought iniquity with his hands, nor thought wicked things against God. For the precious gift of faith shall be given to him, and a most acceptable lot in the temple of God. For the fruit of good labors is glorious, and the root of wisdom never faileth. But the children of adulterers shall not come to perfection, and the seed of the unlawful bed shall be rooted out. And if they live long, they shall be nothing regarded, and their last old age shall be without honor. And if they die quickly, they shall have no hope, nor speech of comfort in the day of trial. For dreadful are the ends of a wicked race. Chapter 4. The difference between the chaste and the adulterous generations, and between the death of the just and the wicked. Oh, how beautiful is the chaste generation with glory, for the memory thereof is immortal, because it is known both with God and with men. When it is present, they imitate it, and they desire it when it hath withdrawn itself, and it triumpheth, crowned forever, winning the reward of undefiled conflicts. But the multiplied brood of the wicked shall not thrive, and bastard slips shall not take deep root, nor any fast foundation. And if they flourish in branches for a time, yet standing not fast, they shall be shaken with the wind, and through the force of winds they shall be rooted out. For the branches, not being perfect, shall be broken, and their fruits shall be unprofitable, and sour to eat, and fit for nothing. For the children that are born of unlawful beds are witnesses of wickedness against their parents in their trial. But the just man, if he be prevented with death, shall be in rest. For venerable old age is not that of long time, nor counted by the number of years, but the understanding of a man is gray hairs. And a spotless life is old age. He pleased God and was beloved, and living among sinners, he was translated. He was taken away lest wickedness should alter his understanding, or deceit beguile his soul. For the bewitching of vanity obscureth good things, and the wandering of concupiscence overturneth the innocent mind. Being made perfect in a short space, he fulfilled a long time. For his soul pleased God, therefore he hastened to bring him out of the midst of iniquities. But the people see this, and understand not, nor lay up such things in their hearts, that the grace of God and his mercy is with his saints, and that he hath respect to his chosen. But the just that is dead condemneth the wicked that are living, and youth soon ended the long life of the unjust. For they shall see the end of the wise man, and shall not understand what God hath designed for him, and why the Lord hath set him in safety. They shall see him, and shall despise him, but the Lord shall laugh them to scorn. And they shall fall after this without honor, and be a reproach among the dead forever. For he shall burst them puffed up and speechless, and shall shake them from the foundations, and they shall be utterly laid waste, and they shall be in sorrow, and their memory shall perish. They shall come with fear at the thought of their sins, and their iniquities shall stand against them to convict them. Chapter 5. The fruitless repentance of the wicked in another world, the reward of the just. Then shall the just stand with great constancy against those that have afflicted them, and taken away their labors. These seeing it shall be troubled with terrible fear, and shall be amazed at the suddenness of their unexpected salvation, saying within themselves, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, "These are they whom we had some time in derision, and for a parable of reproach. We fools esteem their life madness, and their end without honor. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints. Therefore we have erred from the way of truth, and the light of justice hath not shined unto us, and the sun of understanding hath not risen upon us. We wearied ourselves in the way of iniquity and destruction, and have walked through hard ways, but the way of the Lord we have not known. What hath pride profited us, or what advantage hath the boasting of riches brought us? All those things are passed away like a shadow, and like a post that runneth on. And as a ship that passeth through the waves, whereof when it is gone by the trace cannot be found, nor the path of its keel in the waters. Or as when a bird flieth through the air, of the passage of which no mark can be found, but only the sound of the wings beating the light air, and parting it by the force of her flight. She moved her wings and hath flown through, and there is no mark found afterwards of her way. Or as when an arrow is shot at a mark, the divided air presently cometh together again, so that the passage thereof is not known. So we also, being born forthwith, ceased to be, and have been able to show no mark of virtue, but are consumed in our wickedness. Such things as these the sinners said in hell. For the hope of the wicked is as dust, which is blown away with the wind, and as a thin froth which is dispersed by the storm, and as smoke that is scattered abroad by the wind, and as the remembrance of a guest of one day that passeth by. But the just shall live for evermore, and their reward is with the Lord, and the care of them with the Most High. Therefore shall they receive a kingdom of glory, and a crown of beauty at the hand of the Lord. For with his right hand he will cover them, and with his holy arm he will defend them. And his zeal will take armor, and he will arm the creature for the revenge of his enemies. He will put on justice as a breastplate, and will take true judgment instead of a helmet. He will take equity for an invincible shield, and he will sharpen his severe wrath for a spear, and the whole world shall fight with him against the unwise. Then shafts of lightning shall go directly from the clouds as from a bow well bent. They shall be shot out, and shall fly to the mark. And thick hail shall be cast upon them from the stone-casting wrath. The water of the sea shall rage against them, and the rivers shall run together in a terrible manner. A mighty wind shall stand up against them, and as a whirlwind shall divide them, and their iniquity shall bring all the earth to a desert, and wickedness shall overthrow the thrones of the mighty. Chapter 6. An address to princes to seek after wisdom. She is easily found by those that seek her. Wisdom is better than strength, and a wise man is better than a strong man. Hear therefore, ye kings, and understand. Learn, ye that are judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule the people, and that please yourselves in multitudes of nations. For power is given you by the Lord, and strength by the Most High, who will examine your works and search out your thoughts. Because being ministers of his kingdom, you have not judged rightly, nor kept the law of justice, nor walked according to the will of God. Horribly and speedily will he appear to you, for a most severe judgment shall be for them that bear rule. For to him that is little, mercy is granted, but the mighty shall be mightily tormented. For God will not accept any man's person, neither will he stand in awe of any man's greatness, for he made the little and the great, and he hath equally care of all. But a greater punishment is ready for the more mighty. To you, therefore, O kings, are these my words, that you may learn wisdom and not fall from it. For they that have kept just things justly shall be justified, and they that have learned these things shall find what to answer. Covet ye therefore my words, and love them, and you shall have instruction. Wisdom is glorious and never fadeth away, and is easily seen by them that love her, and is found by them that seek her. She preventeth them that covet her, so that she first showeth herself unto them. He that awaketh early to seek her shall not labor, for he shall find her sitting at his door. To think therefore upon her is perfect understanding, and he that watcheth for her shall quickly be secure. For she goeth about seeking such as are worthy of her, and she showeth herself to them cheerfully in the ways, and meeteth them with all providence. For the beginning of her is the most true desire of discipline, and the care of discipline is love, and love is the keeping of her laws, and the keeping of her laws is the firm foundation of incorruption, and incorruption bringeth near to God. Therefore the desire of wisdom bringeth to the everlasting kingdom. If then your delight be in thrones and scepters, O ye kings of the people, love wisdom, that you may reign forever. Love the light of wisdom, all ye that bear rule over peoples. Now what wisdom is, and what was her origin, I will declare. And I will not hide from you the mysteries of God, but will seek her out from the beginning of her birth, and bring the knowledge of her to light, and will not pass over the truth. Neither will I go with consuming envy, for such a man shall not be partaker of wisdom. Now the multitude of the wise is the welfare of the whole world, and a wise king is the upholding of the people. Receive therefore instruction by my words, and it shall be profitable to you. End of side one.